My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, again we are reminded by John the Baptist of the meaning of the baptism of Jesus and of the life that Jesus came to begin, the salvation of all mankind, the beginning of his earthly ministry, which identifies him as the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. So he begins the mission to gather all people into the family of God by leading them back to his heavenly Father. Jesus goes about doing good, touching human lives, healing people, freeing them from the darkness of sin, directing them to be worthy of their calling as children of God. All of you are also chosen to continue the saving work Jesus begins today and to be part of his mission in this 21st century. In your own baptism, the seed of God's life is planted within, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. The grace-filled day of your baptism is the start of your conversion. In your life and mine, it may take years for the seed of God's love to grow, mature, and blossom. You would surely agree that the only hope and home in our life is in Jesus only, and none other but Jesus. Now we should be clear about the kind of family that Jesus is leading us into. To follow the way, truth, and life mapped out for us by Jesus demands of us a loving and personal response. Our baptism, meaningful and lived out with passion, is to give and join with Jesus in going about doing good. Now is the time for us to reflect to what extent Jesus penetrates our hearts and directs our actions. We are what we do. Are you living a life of honesty, worthy of your baptismal promises or vows? The power of our God breaks through with grace into the most unlikely ways. His grace never stops working in our hearts, in the depths of our being, opening our hearts to those who may have lost their way and pawned their dignity as a child of God. We are to reach into broken hearts to mend, consoling hearts to reconcile those who have abandoned Jesus, merciful hearts willing to share with hardened sinners the infinite mercy of Jesus in his passion for us and them, as we together prepare each day to face Jesus in his passion and glory. Our practice of vulnerability in charity and our genuine humility turns the spiritual spotlight on what is wrong in our world of greed, selfishness, and arrogance. Our gracious lives in Jesus must expose evil and the devil for what they are. What we do every day points the way to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. For others, we ought to pray for a deeper insight into our spiritual mission, in union always with Jesus. Jesus continues to work in ordinary people like ourselves, as he did in Peter and Andrew, James and John, Mary Magdalene, Mary his own mother, and other ordinary folks. As the baptism ritual states, we are to walk always as children of the light, keeping the flame of faith burning brightly within our own hearts. Being a disciple of Jesus demands from each of us outstanding service. It costs no less than giving yourself entirely to Jesus, so that he can do with us as he wills, opening our hearts to the recognition that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away our sins and the sins of the world.